God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. I'm your host, Jason Nazurek. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be discussing tonight, well, are you looking at carnality or Christ? Don't be a pushover, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Tonight, friends, again, I'll be sharing with you a story that, well, I think as individual Christ followers and believers, we can help our neighbors and those in need big time. I have personally been promoting what happened in this story for years. And I share that not to go, oh, see what I'm saying? No, no, no. It comes down to, are we going to go God's way or our own way? Are we going to be looking to our wants instead of our needs? Are we going to ask God to supply our needs? Many of you have heard me talk about my family and I and the way we deal with our health care needs. Not going to go into that too much tonight because I've got so many other things to discuss. But friends, many of us today seem to be at a point of realizing things are about to change in all of society. Now, the thing is that I want to encourage you with is years ago, I was at a very secure position. I was a youth pastor at a very thriving church, and God called my wife and I and our five children at the time out of there, which was a very difficult decision to make. Why do I say this? Well, not only were we, you know, making pretty good money, many of our friends were there, very close friends, dear friends, not just acquaintances. Yes, of course, we had some acquaintances there. But our health insurance was through that job as well. And looking back now, I've come to realize that we were putting our faith and hope and trust in that position to supply our needs, if you will, for our health care. By the way, when God called us out of there, my wife was pregnant with our sixth child. I share that with you so you understand this was a very difficult decision to make. Because you leave a position with a pre-existing condition. Well, you know where I'm going with that. But we knew God was calling us out of there. Now, don't get me wrong. Many, many people pray for and help support our efforts for the kingdom of God at least weekly, if not daily. It's amazing. And for those of you who do that, I want to thank you so much, not just for my family and me, but for the ministry itself with Worldview Warriors and expanding God's kingdom. But to be quite honest with you, it is eventually up to God to supply our needs. You see, God is the one that speaks to you and says, you know, if you should support this ministry or that ministry or what have you. Give food to an orphan or a widow, whatever it might be, on an individual basis. And God has supplied in many ways for our family. You know, we left that position. He supplied for that pregnancy of our sixth child in just an amazing way. Not through insurance, not through even a health co-op. But friends of ours who did not know our circumstance, God spoke to them. And because of them listening to God, well, our need was met. It was incredible. God has supplied shoes for our children. He continues supply for our family through miraculous ways. It's just incredible. In the past, there have been times in this journey, again, just being real honest with you tonight, there's been times in this journey where we have not been able to afford Christmas gifts for our own children. And we've even had to talk with them about it and let them know, hey, this year we're not going to be getting you gifts. You know, we'll give you coupons and things so that we could, you know, we'll take you out to a movie later on, or Dad will spend time with you on a day, whatever it might be, things like that. But even when that took place, and again, no one knew our situation, we just prayed that God would supply our needs. And one day, a huge cardboard box showed up on our porch. I mean, not as big as a dishwasher box, but it was huge. At least the size of a toilet paper box, meaning it carried lots and lots of toilet paper in it. Now, there was no toilet paper in there, but what was in there were games and all these gifts for our children. I mean, there might have even been a bag of coffee in there for me. I honestly don't remember. It was just incredible. God has supplied our needs for our family in other ways. We've even been able to buy not just one, but two vehicles for $1 each. And they're not junk vehicles. One was a van that we needed to move our family around and such. And I mean, it was incredible how that all took place. And another gentleman allowed my son to purchase a car for $1. All because these people said God told them to do this. So who or what is your faith and trust and hope in? Now, today, we deal with our healthcare needs in a way where we deal with no health insurance whatsoever, no government interference at all. It's just God's people supplying for God's people. And this is throughout the country, throughout the world, actually. We let people know our need, whatever that might be, and then literally they send us checks to help us pay for that need. It is seriously amazing. We pray for one another. We thank God when a child is born. And it's just amazing. In the past, I thought the church in the book of Acts, as we see it, I thought it was promoting a way to socialism. But friends, I quite honestly couldn't have been farther from the truth. I mean, seriously, the more I look at it, the more I realize, oh my goodness, how wrong could I have been? You see, in Acts 2, starting in verse 42, we see that the believers in the early church, they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Prayer is so very important. And those of you who've been my friends for a while, I'm going to share this over the air right now. The reason I'm going to share this is because God has seriously convicted me of something. And that's this. When I was younger, when I was even a youth pastor, not that fellowshipping, I called it hangout time. Not that I thought fellowship was evil or bad, but early on, I was like, oh, let's just quit playing church. Okay. Whoa. Okay. I apologize for promoting an idea that maybe that wasn't what the church is called to do. No. Fellowshipping is one of the things the church does. Connects, gets together. Oh, and breaks bread together, eats together, talks together, prays together, listens to teachings together, talks about those, listens to one another. Goes on to say this, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all the believers were together and had all things in common. Friends, if we want to have things in common, we need to be together. It goes on to say, they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all to the extent that anyone had need. Okay, I'm going to share that one more time. And they would sell their property and possessions and share with them all to the extent that anyone had need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who are being saved. Again, you can find that in the book of Acts, Acts 2, 42 through 47. I'll dig more into that in just a bit when we come back, because, friends, we need to implement this today in our society. Again, I have been sharing about this literally for almost 10 years. I share that not to say, oh my goodness, look what I'm sharing. No, it's just from the Word of God. I do want to encourage you to find my book that I released in 2013, How Being Consistent Changed Everything, A Personal Journey from Security to Living a Life of Liberty. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. It is available in paperback. Again, I appreciate you taking time to be with me, and I'm going to dig more into this idea when we come back. Again, you're tuned in to Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
The general theme of Ecclesiastes is found in Ecclesiastes 1, verse 2. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. Life in this world can appear to be meaningless, but as Ecclesiastes explores that concept, it also shows us where we can find our true purpose. Only in God. It may seem meaningless that God created our lives to be so frustrating and empty, but the truth is that God made mankind and all of creation to be perfect. And it's our own fault for messing everything up. Friends, go find our blog post on Ecclesiastes as Katie Erickson continues writing in this series.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dzurek.
Bear Bryant once said, "We can't have two sets of standards. One set for the dedicated young men who want to do something ambitious, and one set for those who don't." Friends, I, for one, will keep teaching my children that we are all made in the image of God and that we should respect everyone as a person. I will also continue to teach my children the importance of living out godly ways in this world. When they choose to sin against God, we should teach them to take responsibility for their actions and accept the just and natural consequences that come their way. Why? Well, so they'll continue to grow and become mature and complete, not lacking anything. All people of God, we need to stay the course for such a time as this.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Find our Facebook page, Do Not Keep Silent. Why not like and follow it today? Also, we have our Worldview Warriors page as well. And friends, before I get to the rest of what I want to share with you, I wanted to, well, share with you from a story that it's just amazing. In this day and age we're living in, again, it's almost as like the wheels are falling off of society. And what I want to share with you, you can find this link, by the way, on Facebook at Do Not Keep Silent. The title of this story is called "Pilot Flies Family Home After They Were Kicked Off Flight for Not Wearing Mask." Okay, that's the title of the story. I didn't write it. Someone else has. And it says this. Here's a story of a good Samaritan. A family was recently kicked off their Southwest Airlines flight to Austin because their two-year-old took off his mask. After they were kicked off the flight, they posted their unfortunate situation on Facebook, and help was offered almost immediately. James Peck, a pilot who owns his own private plane, saw the family's post and gave them a lift from Denver to Austin in his own private plane. The family didn't have to wear masks after all. How great is that? It goes on. There's photos and things that you could go find yourself. It goes on, though, to talk about that. Well, it seems as if there are now news reports of airlines kicking off families for their children not wearing masks as of late here. It's just kind of crazy. But friends, I'd like you to just bear with me here and think through something. Again, I've been sharing with you how my family and I have dealt with and deal with our health care. And friends, if you're concerned about how things are going within the world, well, I have a question for Christians who want the federal government involved in our health care or involved in our lives big time. Why should we involve the government? Now, some people at this point are thinking I'm saying and talking about politics. I am not. Not at all. I'm talking about what do we do as followers of Jesus Christ. You see, the New Testament church took responsibility in the book of Acts for themselves and shared among themselves freely without being forced. They freely gave and shared their gifts, whether finances, food, or talents, and they freely received from everyone. I think we could all agree that something needs to change. Friends, instead of trying to work on and fix a broken system, we should think completely outside of the box and start acting like the Church of Christ that we are called to be. Friends, please consider this. Pray. Ask God for guidance in this. It is time to show the world how Christians really should live. Let's do this. Then maybe the world would start to care about receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We've got one more idea here to share for you to consider. And again, bear with me. I don't care what you call yourself. Liberal, conservative, libertarian, progressive, whatever. Who cares? If you call yourself a follower in Jesus Christ and you are following him, could care less what you call yourself. What are your actions? Again, if your actions are following Christ and you call yourself a follower of Jesus Christ, well, friends, we need to take care of each other. How about if you're a lawyer, you share your knowledge and gifts with those in the church? Or farmers. And I know lawyers and farmers do this anyway, I'm not just calling them out. I know many farmers, I know many lawyers, and they give of their time and talents, big time. But farmers share what they reap with a body of believers. I'm not saying everything per se, but share some of it. Auto mechanics. Well, they could share their talents and fix vehicles for the body. This really isn't hard to do, and it's just following the example that we see in Acts 2. Evangelists. You could speak encouragement and challenging messages to the church. Engineers. Love you, engineers. And before I move on with the engineers, I already, every single one I've talked about here, but engineers, I know engineers that have worked on church buildings, that have worked for people locally for free or traded with them. Not because, oh, they're some great person and they're holier than thou. No, they just were like, I think I want to donate that. I want to give. God is calling me to do this. Engineers could use their talents and gifts for furthering the kingdom of God in buildings and in site work. My dear friends, the possibilities are seriously endless. If every single person who's a follower of Jesus Christ pitched in and did their part, well, maybe the world would finally take notice to what's going on and stop seeing us as hypocrites. Please consider this as you read for yourself about the early church's example in Acts 2, 42 through 47. I've had many people say and ask me, well, what are the solutions, Jason? People complain and whine all the time. Well, friends, I believe this is just one possibility. It is seriously amazing what can happen. What I'm so ecstatic about, I've had people comment to me that I couldn't agree more. This is by far not held just to health insurance. The church, we are called to be in Acts and so many other places throughout the Bible, is one body consisting of many parts. We are given different gifts, not just to be different, but to help others, both Christians and non-believers, in places maybe where they have weaknesses. It's hard to build arm muscles without hands to lift the weight. We need to be there for each other. The difference between what the Bible calls us to be in socialism is the difference between heart and head. Amen. Socialism is rules, friends. You must do this for the others and so on. What God expects from us is a heart issue. It's a heart for others. Not just a willingness to help, but a wanting to. A love that will not allow us to ignore the needs of others. This is a love that we cannot control. It makes us share all of ourselves. So often as Christians, we simply talk too much and have nothing to show for it. My friend, Frank goes on to say this: let's start being the example we are called to be. Let's deepen our understanding of what God has done for us and the example that Jesus set for us. To that I say, amen, brother. Let's stop talking about love and actually do and show love. Let's be truly loving. Again, Brent, I thank you so much for sharing that and writing that for all of us. Again, if you're interested in learning more about this, I want to direct you to our resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. It's titled How Being Consistent Changed Everything, A Personal Journey from Security to Living a Life of Liberty. Friends, in this book is information, well, about my family and our struggle to follow God in the narrow path that Jesus speaks of in the Sermon on the Mount. Go check it out, friends. Again, at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. How Being Consistent Changed Everything. A Personal Journey from Security to Living a Life of Liberty. Let's go live it out in all that we do. I'll see you next time.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.